Keeping animals and the public safe from disease is a priority for Richard Whittington. He's a professor of farm animal health at the University of Sydney, and he's also a member of the Subcommittee on Animal Health Laboratory Standards, or SCALS for short. It's a group of scientists and technical experts who ensure there's quality testing in Australia for viruses like Hendra and the sheep wasting disease ovine yonis, or OJD.
Our role here, in addition to carrying out diagnostic tests, is to develop new ones, to benchmark those against existing ones, to compare the performance of those tests with the same tests conducted in Australia and, for example, in the United States by the USDA or in Japan, another important trading partner, to provide assurance that the work and the diagnostic detection capabilities in Australia are equivalent or better than in any other country. And we have actual data to support that.
This year, Professor Whittington was part of a team of researchers that developed a test for detecting ovine yonis disease in just 3 days. Previously, the test had taken 3 months. OJD can wipe out entire flocks of sheep, and it's been known to ruin some farm businesses. Now the federal government is cutting the groups responsible for ensuring that tests like his are safe and meet international best practice. SCALS and also the High Throughput Yonis Technical Working Group have been axed. Professor Whittington is deeply disappointed.
To throw away something that is actually important, that underpins our international trade in agricultural products, without consultation and without a proper plan, I think is jeopardising a number of very important opportunities for Australia. We've just signed a free trade agreement with China, for example, which is purported to provide an opportunity for massive expansion in livestock exports, livestock product exports. All of that is underpinned by the quality of our products, and the quality of those products is underpinned by our laboratory system that determines the quality and the safety of all of our agricultural produce.
The latest cuts are part of the Federal Finance Minister's smaller government reforms package, designed to reduce waste and duplication in government. About 250 government bodies have been abolished since the last election, and 14 agricultural committees and councils were scrapped as part of this week's mid-year economic and fiscal outlook. Budget papers read that any ongoing functions are to be performed by the Department of Agriculture. Professor Whittington isn't convinced that's possible.
I guess people working in a department in Canberra would be completely office-bound and would be far removed from a working laboratory environment. They would not be familiar with the technical nuances of any diagnostic test procedures. They would rely on information that is provided to them by others.
Why do you think the government has decided to abolish these particular bodies?
I have no idea. I can only suspect that there's very little understanding in the senior ranks of government, and perhaps in the senior ranks of the bureaucracy, very little understanding of the work that these committees actually do. And you would have to think that it's been done on the run, perhaps in response to the immediate budget situation, perhaps to demonstrate that something is happening in a hurry.
And he claims that getting rid of these committees won't save the government much money at all.
Because the work is done by technical experts from around Australia who are mostly funded by the states or by the universities, or indeed by private companies, private laboratories through organisations like MLA. So the savings to the government are three-fifths of nothing.
As for the future, Professor Whittington thinks it's only a matter of time before the government comes knocking, wanting his professional advice.
The government will be the first organisation to want information in the event of a trade delegation or any questions being asked about Australia's animal health status. Tomorrow, I guess, if the committee has been abolished today, they won't have anyone to talk to. They'll still need the information. Where are they going to get it? And I guess we'll tell them, but it would have been much easier just to say to them, please have a look at the minutes of the last SCALS committee meeting. It's all in there.